This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Me.
You. And
me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed a joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's us.
They can handle the fact that every day they're confronted with the ugly side of humanity. They can handle murder, rape, and deceit. They can handle just about anything the job throws their way. Until now.
Okay, we're going to play a classic tape to start today.
Oh, good.
One of them, we know how great it is. What are you laughing at?
You.
Why, because it's classic?
No.
Why?
The way you went.
Classic. Well, this is going to be classic. Classic. Classic.
Just how good it is.
Is it old school?
It's so old school. Now, there's one.
Are you going to kick it old school?
I tried to.
Very good.
But the choice is up to you, my friend.
All right.
These are old-fashioned cartridges.
Are we talking about ones that might work and might not work?
I think one, we've heard for a long time, we love it. The other one is one that, frankly, I don't know. It may not even make it.
Yeah.
But either way, pick one, Mike. Left, right, my left, your right, two cartridges. I tell you what.
Are you going to do it like they do it at the hockey game where you do the three-card Monty? Where you move them around and stuff. Can you shuffle them down on the ground?
I've only got two of them. But
all right, there you go. Switch them around.
Just tell me when to stop.
Stop. Low. Wrong hand. Left hand. Ah. I'm making a switch. A last minute switch.
Is that allowed?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
You sure?
But before we play the tape you selected.
No, the other one.
May I play the one? May I play the one you did not select? This in this hand is the one you did not select, correct?
What's the point of the exercise? You told me to pick one, and now you're going to play the one I didn't select. Oh, now he switched. He doesn't want me to have that one play. Oh, the one in your right hand.
No, which
the one in your right hand.
The one in right hand?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Whatever. Anyway. Oh, he put the one in. He puts the one he wants to play.
No, it's the one that you'll want as well.
Wow. It's an oldie but goodie. Talk about sunnier days.
Coke makes everything better.
Spreading the news.
The best right there.
Coca-Cola makes everything better.
I'm leaving today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Goodman.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes.
Our old general manager.
Are longing to stray.
In a karaoke machine at a Christmas party. I'm sorry, it's Alan Goodman. At a holiday party.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
Where is Simon Cowell when you need him?
I'm king of the hill.
Remember all the ass kissers pounding on the booth?
Yep. You'll hear that shortly.
My little girl.
It's the only part I hated.
Listen to him.
Are melting away.
It's back when karaoke was really something.
New straight of it.
Like it's not now, Mike.
In old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you. York.
Yeah. I wouldn't agree with Paula, actually, Colton. I would say get a good job and then enjoy, no, seriously, and then enjoy singing. Because I don't think you'll make a successful career out of it, no.
New York, New York.
Goodman.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
He hadn't slept for about 5 days, incidentally.
He sounds fine.
When the singing was done.
Oh, my God.
Cream on the now.
Ow.
My little town blue. I'm melting away. I wake up brand new start of it.
Can you blame me for wanting to fix the deck so you would select this one?
Oh, I love it. I do love this.
If I can make it there.
Did you ever picture Hughes doing this?
Not a, maybe if we injected him with something.
What, Al?
It's a thought. Yeah, Alan Goodman.
Big Al.
There they are. Pounding on the window.
Good job, Al.
Good job, Alan.
Oh, that's great.
And now the last we heard from him, he was very busy.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
There he is.
And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
Gotta go.
That's Don and Mike
show. Well, but I'm on a business like
shout
that.
Shout out to Big Al. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, Al.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I just want to celebrate.
What about the vagina?
Vagina!
I just want to celebrate.
Absolutely.
What about the vagina?
Vagina!
Say it again.
What about the vagina?
Letterman! Vagina!
It's always about a body part, isn't it?
Tell the audience the truth about you and your boobies.
Hey, boobies. And you know, the best thing about today's show is that we're live.
It's so much fun when we're live.
Is everybody happy?
I'm not happy.
Well, you're never happy.
I think he misremembers.
Oh, hi there.
That was funny.
You gotta sing of that one. I'm sick of this one. Though. I just wanna
celebrate, yeah. I guess the word is anal.
Anal. Why do you favor rape?
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
I'm trying to bring my rubbers.
Bring your rubbers, Regis.
That is so true, Dick.
That was funny.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Hey, what the hell? Let's just start. We're here.
And now. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, cats, how you doing? Cats and kittens.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, Don and Mike Show Friday. This was a song before it was a commercial.
Right.
Let's start today with Rare Earth. And as Jim Nance would say, indeed, let's celebrate this day of life.
Yes, friend.
Our phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. I never told you guys about, in depth on the air, about my long conversation that I had with Jim Nance.
Nancy.
No. It was right after one of the last times we had him on the air, right. Like after the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, you referred to it, but you didn't tell us the details about it.
I had a long drive, and you know sometimes the radio doesn't do it, the CDs don't do it, so I'm just looking at the phone and I go, well, Jim Nance, let's see if he'll pick up.
Right,
we just had him on the phone that day.
Sure,
and he was at lunch or dinner rather in Providence. Oh, waiting for the Patriots game.
Right.
He was waiting for the Patriots championship game. And the guy would not get off the phone with me. Love Jim Nance. He's such
you made a quickie call to say thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah,
right.
As I often do. And I was bored, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
And he really liked talking. And he was having dinner, and I was enjoying it. And one of the things that he mentioned in passing was, he says, you know, Don, I'm a little tired. I was up until 1 a.m. writing the final notes for my book.
Mm-hmm.
About my dad, which is going to be, of course, forwarded by Bush Sr., Bush 41, And I remember getting off the phone with Nance and calling Rob and saying, I just had the most surreal conversation with Jim Nance.
Right.
That went from what he really thinks about the Patriots and how he likes being on the show to him telling me that he just got done writing some book about his dad. And lo and behold.
It's here. It's out.
We have it.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, that's great. He got published.
Guys. It's only a softback, guys.
There it is.
Well, that's what's known as a galley.
Jim Nance.
Oh, that's a galley?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. It's an advanced copy. Always by my side, a father's grace and a sports journey unlike any other.
Unlike any other.
Forward by President George H.W. Bush.
Wow. Now, knowing Nancy with that title, do you think that he put unlike any other...
Because it's the
based
Masters.
On the tradition,
of course,
unlike sure. any other.
That's his.
Yeah, and the cover
a
is...
A tradition unlike any other.
The on the cover, you have Jim sitting in his Connecticut library at home.
Right.
And here you have, I'm guessing, that's a photo of his dad.
Yeah.
And then there's a photo of him with Bush 41.
Right.
And there he is with Peyton Manning. So the three men that are the most important in his life.
Mm-hmm. He's got the...
Are on the book cover.
Dad, Peyton,
and I keep
and
he's got the three. Hey, he's not bad with the... At least he's got the right Bush.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded
so
funny.
So to speak.
That sounded funny.
Anyway, we skimmed through it, and hard to believe. I can't find our names anywhere in this thing.
No.
I was joking with Rob before the show that if we were going to read excerpts, any time that you would hear the voice of Jim's father, he would sound like Old Man Potter from It's a Wonderful Life, you know? Why, Jim, you're not worth the mud on my shoe. Well, you're never, you know, and his father would never be encouraging at all.
No.
You'll never amount to anything in this business.
Nancy's going to be in town in May, and he wants to come by. She
sure.
wants to come by
sure.
when she's doing a book signing here.
Good, good.
For an hour. For an hour.
Wow. 1 hour of Nance, I'll love every minute of it.
This is the funny part. The plan was for Brent Musburger to introduce me right before the start of the Notre Dame game. And I can guarantee that the Fighting Irish did not have the kind of butterflies that I did. At long last, only one item remained on the weekend agenda. Jimmy, say hello to Brent. Ed Gorin said, hello, Mr. Musburger, I said. Then he said, how you doing, kid? Suddenly, I was, quote, looking live at Brent Musburger.
Wow. Is that the first thing he did was basketball?
Brent slowly unbuttoned his shirt.
Slowly ran his hands down the hairs on my chest.
Said, I have nipples, Jim.
Can you milk me?
I don't know. It's funny. It's a funny way to start the show with this picture of yeah. Jim Nance and this advanced copy of his book.
Why, Jim, I've caught you in the rec room smoking marijuana. I'll run you out of this house on a rail.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine him doing anything? Even like...
Why, Jim, what were you doing in here with the door locked, boy? Why, is that a glamour magazine?
Do you think he's one of those guys that when he goes to church says, I would like to opt for the grape juice. No vino. Well,
big
no,
game today, really.
No vino.
Can you get me some substitute, some artificial wine?
Anyway, hi Jim Nance, wherever you are out yeah. there. And let's start today by calling Howard Bernstein.
Yes.
Because Howard Bernstein, I know it's Steen, we're just doing that to screw with him.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Bernstein yesterday stood up like a man, and today he's got to stand up like a man and take it.
Right.
If you live in the Washington, D.C. area, you heard all this yesterday.
Right.
Maybe ice, maybe slush. But what did he say, 1 to 3 inches of snow?
Yes.
An inch or two of snow overnight.
Inch or two of snow overnight, and then
ice rain today.
A little rain ice. He said not a significant amount of ice, not enough to, like, bring power lines down.
Right.
Right. Well, from my money... As predicted here,
I don't know if we can really attack him.
By me, I said it would be nothing, and generally speaking,
your
it
forecast
is
closer.
There, it's closer than Howard's.
Mm-hmm. There was no appreciable snow, was there at all?
I didn't have any.
There's a dusting here, but not
I mean,
my
I,
house.
I tell you, I went to the movies last night, and coming out of the movies, it was snowing heavily, and I said, wow,
yeah.
It's gotten here at 9:30. And they mispredicted it, and it's going to be it like just like misremembering, and it's going to be incredible.
I think he misremembers.
Squall.
And from the time that I got from one side of town to the other side of town, there was nothing. Mm-hmm. It stopped, and then there was no other snow.
Well, let's call him just at least to
sure.
close.
Yeah,
sure.
Let's call him and see if we're going
to
get another blockbuster,
we have to.
You know,
yeah.
so they'll be able to hype the ratings for next Wednesday.
Is there another storm next Wednesday, Mike?
That's the schedule they're on right now when they're lying about storms.
Oh, let's get him talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Or perhaps a warming trend. They can lie about that. That gets some tune-in factor.
You know the new big thing, though?
What?
Watch out for the fog.
Yeah, fog tonight. Dense fog. I don't see
now
it.
Now that the snow. Hey, Howard.
Hey, guys.
Donald Hello, Howard.
Show. Howard Bernstein. Howard, watch out. That's
it's a
our
fog horn.
We got 3 inches of fog.
Death fog. Death fog coming tonight, right?
Dense fog. Is that true, Howard? Are we going to get dense fog?
Killer fog.
Who believes him? He said,
I said death fog, not dense fog.
Death fog.
Death fog?
The worst kind.
Wow.
Sounded like a death fog horn to me.
Keep in mind, this is the same man that yesterday said we'd have 3 inches of snow.
Are you at the station or are you at your estate?
Oh, I'm in the red office.
The red office?
Yeah, we painted it red a few months ago and I sent out the red office.
The red office?
Your office at home or your office at work?
The little office study at the house.
At the house.
Oh, the little room your wife gave you at home.
The little red office.
That's
red
nice. Is that your timeout room?
Is that where you...
Downstairs is the man cave.
Is that where you go to eat cake?
I got you.
I do eat it here, but my wife doesn't like it.
It's his man cave.
Crumbs.
We can all appreciate that.
Sure.
That Howard Bernstein has a man cave. But Howard, how do you feel about your forecast yesterday?
That now, Not bad, but I wish we had pulled back a little bit more. But I also did tell you I didn't think it was going to be a significant event.
You did say that.
I
will stand up for Howard on that. He did say that.
I don't remember him saying it on TV, but I guess maybe he did say it here. Yeah.
He said two inches of snow.
But, though. Howard, we didn't get any snow. You know, we just like someone.
Yeah.
We just like someone.
Quarter inch to half an inch of snow. Yeah, there was not much
we
snow
just
at
like,
all. That flock headed toward Pennsylvania, New York.
We just want, I know, you guys, why do you guys do that all the time? Why don't you just say, hey, we didn't get the snow. Why do you say, boy, if only you lived in, you know, so-and-so or so-and-so. You know, we're just looking for someone to swing at right now. That's all, Howard.
You can always swing at me, you know that.
Howard, would you like to go on a limb? I'm going to give you an opportunity to go out on a limb here. Will we get, before the end of wintertime, will we get a significant snowfall?
Not looking good.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you. We'll go back to your red room. Are you alone, incidentally, in the home?
No, actually, the in-laws are in town. My son's home from school. They're playing bingo right now, believe it or not.
No wonder you're in that room.
Lock the door.
We don't want to tear you away from that.
Lock the door.
No, please.
Do what I do. Hide from your family at all costs. All right. Nice talking to you, Howard. Thanks for stepping up. I mean, and taking our call.
We appreciate it, Howard.
Hey, anytime.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Good luck climbing Mount Martucci. Mountain of a woman.
The red room. I'm in the red room.
Sounds ominous.
Do you think maybe he'd had a drink?
He said it very relaxed.
I know he's tired. He told me that he went to bed at 9:30 and rose at 1.
Does he work on the weekends at all?
He probably had a glass of, cooking sherry.
Isn't it all Martucci on the weekends?
I don't think he comes in on the weekend unless
Pan.
There's an event, right?
It's Tony Pan.
It's the $8 an hour guy on the weekend.
But he loves emailing photos of his yard.
$8 an hour. I think he'd had a glass of vino.
Possum.
I think it was an expensive beer.
I think I know why. I think he's racked with guilt. He knows. He's
sure.
The forecast yesterday.
Drowning his
sorrows. I was so frustrated last night watching the 11 o'clock news because there they were creating panic. Like they've never created panic before. And this time they're creating panic when the forecasters really aren't calling for all that much.
Right.
But they're creating. And now for this winter event, we go out and there's the guy. And I forgot who the guy is for Channel 9 now, but he's got very tired, red, bloodshot eyes. And he's on television.
Could be any reporter.
And he's standing out next to the pile of salt.
Yeah.
There he is again.
They're not as lazy as Channel 5, though. When the Fox channel says, let's get a report from Northwest. You know where the guy is?
Where?
He's standing in front of the TV station.
That's where they're located.
Here we are in Northwest. Look at this. It's coming down out here. Whoa, this is terrible stuff.
All right. Well, thank you, Howard. Thank you very much. And we're here. We're here despite the ice storm. We're here. We're queer.
It didn't amount to nothing.
Nope. Not a hill. Not a hill of anything. And here's where I'm at now. We have company coming in this weekend.
Oh.
Janet's cousin is coming in. And this is going to be a no fuss. No must type visit.
They're
coming at what?
Is it Cousin Ronnie?
No, he's my cousin.
That's Don's
my cousin.
My cousin
Ronnie.
Cousin, everyone have a cousin
anyway, these
Cousin Brucey?
These people. Kitchen cousins. Are we playing the cousin game? Cousins!
Is it Cousin Ed?
Okay, you're the winner. C-O-U-Z-I-N.
Yeah, cousins.
And
Cousin It. Oh, Cousin
It. Cousin It. That, uh-huh. He might have just trumped you.
Wow.
The Adams Family.
He might have just trumped you, Mike, if you're playing the cousin game.
Cousin It's the king of all cousins. I'm going to give him the nod.
Yeah, you. You got it on It. You
congratulations, Rob.
Cousin It. So they're coming in tomorrow, and they've got an agenda, which is great when you have house guests that are coming.
Oh, like phone callers to this show.
What they have, but no, I love it, Mike. They have a plan. They've got something. They're going to downtown D.C. tomorrow night, which is why they're coming into town.
Right.
They go to some, you know, blah, 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 at some museum downtown. And then they're having blah, blah, blah on Sunday morning with somebody, and then they're leaving.
Right.
So they're really nice guests.
So they're not coming in to see you specifically.
Just sit and look at you.
No, they're coming for a while, and then they're going
to... You don't have to entertain.
No, not really. And I've met these cousins before, and they're nice.
Good.
Here's why I'm bringing it up. Do you think we'll take the Christmas decorations down?
Oh.
They're still up.
Your question... indicates that you have not taken the Christmas direction.
No, absolutely.
I have to tell you, my ornaments are boxed and still up in the hallway. And Carla did all the work, and I know she's leaving them there for me to take up to the attic. But you haven't taken, like, the lights down yet?
Nope. Wow. We still have three trees.
Uh-huh. So I say it's
the Santa Claus.
It's too late now. You're gonna have to leave them up.
Two wreaths. Well, I figure... You know, I'm going to put the house on the market at some point here after I leave the show. So
the Christmas house.
Maybe we'll just wait till Christmas time to sell the house. I'm really not sure. Uh-huh. And it's really not something that bothers me at this point. I think it's almost something funny if you come in the house and you go, yeah, well, it's still there. I'm not really sure why it's just. And it's
Well, for a while, I thought you were going to have the house on the market and leave all the decorations up, even right. During the summer. Just to sell it.
It was a bit of superstition on my part at first with Green Bay. Then it became a thing with Janet and I where she would say, I'm going to start doing it. And I said, no, now is not the time. Wait until I'm ready to help you. Or when I would be ready to start, she'd say, oh, I'm in the middle of something. Don't do it now. Uh-huh. So now we just kind of ignore the fact that it's there. Let's welcome Professor Rob Spiewak.
I can see the listing now. How much would you pay for a beautiful colonial house of gingerbread?
Yeah, you can market it that way.
Really? Like
I think
a fantasy
that, you know,
house.
I think it's too late right now, and thing is, it's a real Christmas tree.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a fire hazard,
it's
is
a little,
it?
It's a little dry.
It's like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Anyway, so they're coming to visit, and I imagine what's going to happen. I've not talked about this with Janet at all. I imagine that tomorrow at some point they're scheduled to arrive sometime mid-afternoon. I imagine at some point one of us, and this is almost like a fun game of chicken, mm-hmm. And I know she's not listening now, so I can say it. One of us will say, don't you think we should maybe just do this before the company comes over and get it done? But on the other hand...
Is she listening right now?
No, I know she's doing something else.
All right.
She's probably waiting for me to make the first move. I'm waiting for her to make
what
the first move.
What if she did right. Without your knowledge? Would you be pleased?
No, I would not.
Right.
I want to do it
right.
Together, which is why we have not taken it down yet.
What if she took the initiative, though, and saved you the time and hassle?
As I said, we've kind of gone through this before where I've seen her start it, and I've said, not now, let's do it together.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
And
may I ask you a question, then?
Yeah, sure.
Why would you be upset if she began to break it down?
Because...
Break it down!
Yo, yo!
This will sound very un-me. Because I'm a 50-50 guy that I don't want her doing, you know, man's work. If there's a limited amount of things that I can do around the house.
Right.
I'm very limited. One of the things I can do is lift boxes, carry stuff. I don't want her doing that stuff.
Right. Because she might use it in the future or just because you're...
I'm,
it's your male pride.
Male
I'm
pride.
Just like that, Mike. Yeah.
All right. I don't
just
understand
like,
that answer at all.
I'm just like that. Yeah, keep in mind, understand. I don't do anything. There are very few things that I can do.
I take the garbage out every week.
As do I.
I mean, when I remember to.
Every week?
Not every week. I do it, but I mean, if it doesn't go out unless I take it out.
I see.
I mean, that's my chore.
So some of your garbage could be a week old?
That's my chore, but Carla has taken everything down. Now you've mowed it, you know, now the first thing I'm going to do when I get home tonight is bring those box decorations upstairs.
But my back
is bad. I've had a bad back.
Well, then it can't be the first thing.
But it's not heavy, so it's not that big a deal.
Okay.
Anyway, here's what I think it comes down to. I really think it's funny, and I don't care because it's her family. You know?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I might have a different perspective, if it was a member of my family coming down. Not that it's a...
What if one of the cousins walks in, points to the tree, and says, hey, tough for you to let go, huh?
Yeah, or, I mean now this
or points to it and says, waiting for Independence Day?
Yeah, hey, what's your problem? I mean, I would do that, and I would try to do it good-naturedly. So we'll see how this pans out.
Do you fancy them thinking you an eccentric?
No.
Have you thought perhaps about if someone does mention it, having a standard line ready that'll stop them in their tracks?
Well, I think...
No.
Here you go. I'm thinking along, not go F yourself, Rob. I'm thinking along these lines. Hey, you still have your Christmas decorations up. Yeah, we were profiled in a magazine and had to keep it up longer than normal.
No, I think I'm just going to say, ask your cousin.
Okay, fair enough.
If they ask,
you mean
sure.
Immediately kick it over to her? Now that's a brilliant strategy.
Yeah, I like that.
How come the decorations are up?
That I applaud.
Ask your cousin.
Ask her, and then you know all you have to do is say, ask her, kind of do a slight eye roll and walk into the other room.
Plus, listen, which one of us woke up this morning at 5:30?
She did.
You know why she did?
Why?
She foolishly believed the weathercaster. She saw dying for snow.
She doesn't have to go to work.
She woke up like a kid. Uh-huh. She wanted to see the snow.
Excited.
God, I would give anything not to wake up. I had to wake up this morning. You know why?
Why?
This is the robotic. Oh. Your kids aren't living with you, but they don't have school.
As predicted.
I mean, you can't tell the robot... You know, that the kids aren't with you on that particular weekend or weekday. So, you know, I found out it, and I think it was 6:45 this
robot.
Morning. 6:45.
The one thing I do want this weekend, I'm going to try to play this cool. Robot. Being as these relatives of Jan are coming in, and rather educated, going to something at the Smithsonian or something like that. It's way over my head. All I know is that
they going to the hockey game on Sunday?
I don't think they're doing that, Mike.
I'll say hey.
I think they're high-tailing it out on Sunday. All I know is that on Sunday, works out great for me this way. Here's my dream situation. There's going to be a little something on me in the style section in Sunday's Washington Post. Uh-huh. And what I want to do is just be sitting with them and just kind of leave the paper there.
Oh, yeah, leave that sitting out.
So that as I come down, like looking for water or something, they go, hey, look, you're in the newspaper. And I'll go,
what?
Is that in there today?
What are you going to be in the, what are you going to be in? Are you going to be in the magazine?
No, please, Mike.
Well, I didn't know I thought you said you were going to be in the magazine.
I never said the magazine. I think it's just the Sunday paper.
Like you don't know exactly.
No, I really don't. I know that it's not.
Like you don't have it already memorized.
I'm thinking I don't know where it's going to be. Yeah. And I talked to the guy over 2 weeks ago, and I really, as I told you yesterday, don't really remember a lot of what I even said.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah,
can
you know what that means. I know, hey, I'm stealing myself for that.
Well, no, the right. only thing that I said.
Well, you tipped your hand to me already about what you said. I'm already prepared for that.
There was nothing bad about that.
Is Don your friend? I hope so.
That was not the question.
Do you like Don? I hope so.
What do you think about the Mike O'Mara show? I hope it's good. What's wrong with that? I don't know.
What's wrong with that? How about a little, you know, how about just once in your life, you decide to stretch the truth a little bit? How about just once in your life, you take a leap of faith, for Christ's sake?
Exaggerate?
Did you hear today that I pondered?
I'm going to use hope so now for every situation can possibly find to be mean.
Did you hear today that I pontificated when you were not here?
Yeah, about how talented I am.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, for goodness sakes, you know that. And I told you, you big queen, I even called the reporter back and said, I don't mean that to be disparaging about Mike.
I understand.
Don't put it in that
tense.
And
you understand that I have not, Don and I have not talked about my future as far as what I'm going to do, because I'm waiting for everything to be buttoned up and tied in a nice little bow,
yes,
and then he will be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I will, you know, bring him into that, and that's why you said what you said.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
You know, and that's why I came to you the other day. I said, you know, really, I'm hoping, you know, I want everything to be like, you know, all signed, T's crossed, I's dotted.
Sure,
we're in that process right now.
Rightly
so that's the reason. And as much as it probably wouldn't be premature, you know, I thought it would be premature. So I am just giving you a hard time. So you don't even know where it's going to be in the...
I have no idea. Probably, I'm imagining probably whatever the treatment was that they gave the grease man when he got was on page 12D.
Right.
That's what I'm imagining. But either way, all I know is I'm going to have...
You'll leave it on the kitchen table.
I'm going to have people that are book smart staying at my house, going to the Smithsonian, getting some award,
newspaper
Absolutely.
Readers.
Absolutely.
That's cool, because then you can really, really just say not a word about
it. Oh, that's alert. That thing?
What?
Oh, that happens all the time. You have to say that. That happens all the time.
Again?
All the time. Gosh. What's the article about this time? The fact my Christmas tree's still up? Anyway, I bet my money is, because I know that Janet's not listening, my money is the tree stays up.
Can I give you a fun suggestion for the people with the newspaper article?
Sure.
When they say, hey, you're in the newspaper, and even if there's a picture and they've already read the article, just look at them and say, oh, no, that's not me, and just keep walking by. And, you know, just to confuse them, because if they are intellectuals, that'll confuse them mightily.
And, you know, I'm probably way overselling it. To call it an article would probably
be
too much. It'll probably be what it was before, a paragraph.
Picture and a paragraph.
A paragraph and an old picture. Mm-hmm. Although, no, it's a new picture, and I'll tell you this, I felt mighty bad. I even said it to the guy when he came down and took my picture this week. Uh-huh. He got the Liz Crenshaw shot. I said, what? Am I so fat that you have to shoot me like looking up at the ceiling? And the reason
was flattering, though.
The reason was so he could get the shot of all of the equipment around here.
I love that, don't they?
What he wanted.
They love that.
Just dying for that. And Mike, here we are. This brings us to the next one. I'm glad we got on this topic because I'm blessed to be able to walk away from this job for a while and take a little hiatus. Mike's blessed to be walking in. Buzz is blessed. There are a lot of people in the business right now that are going through tough times.
Sure.
And I went through this Radio and Records magazine
that
I get every week, and I noticed that there are only 3 jobs available right now in all of America.
It's frightening.
I mean, I know there are more radio jobs than that available, but these are the 3 that are being advertised.
Okay, good ones?
Well, here they are, and then we're going to get to the DJs and their ads.
All right.
See if we can help somebody.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. Black Mountain, North Carolina. Blue Ridge Broadcasting is looking for an on-air personality for its Christian radio station.
Oh. Bingo.
Okay, right. Well, let's go to the next one.
Uh-huh. What's next?
How about this one? Citadel Broadcasting is looking for a dynamic leader to take our Citadel Lafayette sales team. Ow, that's
not even
for a disc jockey. Nope.
Sales job.
No good.
Here's another one. The Fish, 105.7.
Love the name.
Looking for Christian program director.
Jeez, a lot of Christian openings out there.
Save those ads for me.
That's
glory, glory, hallelujah.
Now you have three legitimate ads for disc jockeys.
All right.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 ads for DJs.
DJs, you're talking about positions sought, guys looking for work.
Right.
Guys and gals. Some of them like this. Lots of energy, dedicated, loyal, and a little goofy. Good on-air presence, great voice. Call me, Eric. E-R-I-K.
I like it. It's right to the point.
Confident.
We've got another one here.
Don't like the name, though.
Strong news delivery. Tight board. Behind-scene ability. Technical, detail-oriented, dependable, organized. Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. We've got...
Jeff's an intern.
How about this one? Bilingual radio announcer.
Hey, in this day and age.
35 plus years experience.
Wow.
Looking to work anywhere in USA.
Sure.
We'll see. That's flexibility.
Here's another one. Enthusiastic woman. Who's not looking for an enthusiastic woman?
I think we've always been looking for an enthusiastic
with
woman.
With 20 years experience, an affable personality on and off air, and a love of radio.
Affable.
Yeah, what she doesn't say is she got into the business when she was 50.
Here's one that doesn't have a phone number, and it's too bad, because the headline is "Loves to Talk," and it says, "I am entertaining, I am confrontational, I improv, I interview," and then there's just an email address.
Oh, that's the one from when things weren't going well here.
Was that yours, Mike?
Yeah, that's the one I put in there.
Here's one: I am extremely technically and digitally savvy.
I like the word savvy. Does he spell it properly with the 2 A's?
S-A-double-V-Y.
Oh.
I
thought it was two.
No,
it's two V's?
Two V's.
Oh, all right.
That's right.
Let me see.
Savvy.
Classic listener contest interaction. 18 years experience. Well, I tell you what. How about we pick
Where are we going to go with them? Where are we going to put them?
Well, what we're going to do is we've done this before.
Yeah, maybe, but we put them normally when we have a place where they can go.
Well, maybe we just give them a spotlight.
And Mike Ramey's been terminated.
Maybe we'll give them a spotlight here to showcase their talent.
That's the best way to do it.
For a moment.
That's the best way to do it.
I would like, if you wouldn't mind, to call the one that says Goofy.
I like the first one. Yeah, Goofy. Sure. Kind of Goofy. I also like Confrontational, though.
He didn't leave a phone number, though. That's just an email.
Okay. That's not going to work for our purposes. No. Is Confrontational, does that have a phone number?
Yeah. No. Confrontational is also, Confrontational
just
is the
an
guy.
Email.
That, just an email. But it is, his email, part of it is funny. I mean, the word funny. At AOL.com.
We have another phone number?
Yeah. Well, here we go. We'll try this guy. Lots of energy, dedicated, loyal, and a little goofy.
Okay. Right.
Oh, that Eric. Is so we do it. I thought you said Eric. We only had an email for that.
Yeah. Oh, we have the email for the Confrontational guy.
Okay. All right. So we're calling a little goofy. Who doesn't like a little goofy? That's what Minnie Mouse said, eh?
We'll be the judge of that.
Let it ring for a second, Robbie. You know what? We'll just do this on the air. If he's a radio guy, we'll delete out of it. We'll ask him if he's okay going. He'll see on caller ID it's a radio station calling.
I would think
calling a little goofy. Of course, at this time of the day, out of work disc jockey. I don't think he's dead, Rob.
This is gonna be the big time code. Be calling him
prime drinking time.
Not up yet.
If he's on this coast,
yeah, if he's on this coast. He's warming up.
That's good. Hi.
Oh, her.
Well,
or the spouse. Or
hi to you.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, not
all
there.
Right. Let's try somebody else.
You want to try one of the bilingual people?
Buenos dias.
We have a woman who's bilingual. We have.
I'm assuming Spanish, of course. It could be Croatian.
We have the man that is bilingual, and we have someone. Oh, hold on. Did I read you this one? I'm experienced, zealous, fun, and an involved broadcaster. Strong delivery, good pipes.
I like strong delivery, good pipes. Sure. That's old fashioned right there.
I like zealous.
That's kicking it old school.
Very much so.
Good pipes. Incidentally,
give back.
For you younger broadcasters, that means a good voice.
We have to delete that out? God, I hate these stupid FCC rules.
It was a guy.
Stupid rules. We just got his voice. He sounded like 50 Cent.
I didn't care for those pipes.
No.
Someone should sign you up for the dumb button Olympics, boy. You are fast like that was a Krispy Kreme donut there.
I'm frustrated.
All right, let's try the, as Buzz requested, the bi female.
Ah.
Very good.
Buenos dias. We're here to spotlight broadcasters looking for their next gig.
Mm-hmm. Trying to help, really.
Well, we used to be, you know, really, as Don pointed out, there used to be a lot of help wanted ads, you know, where people were looking for.
Used to be.
Not now.
DJs now. It's weird. Well, the whole country's like that.
They're dropping like flies, all these cutbacks and everything.
Yeah. Horrible.
Sad. It's sad. It's terrible.
Terrible.
Horrible.
I don't understand. You know, I was looking for a job, syndicated. But they're not trying to get me a job.
Did you even watch that Letterman with Barkley?
I did.
Rob, pick that up, please, and find out who it is. When Charles Barkley was on Letterman last week, when he said the world's terrible, it's like someone hit him what Frank Caliendo does because he said, it's terrible.
Terrible.
I'm Charles Barkley.
That was a great appearance.
Well, that's who we're looking for. Her name is Myra Lopez.
Ah, Ms. Lopez.
Ah, see. Sorry, it could be the break of a... Tell her we're heard on 30 radio stations. Tell her, hey, we're on in Miami.
We're on in Miami.
It's legitimate caution.
Wait, I understand.
You know, they're cautious.
Protecting her career as best she can.
And it,
taking some convincing, though.
He's not... I wouldn't trust him.
This is like when, if this would be like if we sent Rob into the bar and said, come out with three checks. You know. Oh, he closed the deal.
Hey, good deal.
Well, this be the first question we'll ask her. How did Rob's sell job do?
She sounds hot. All right, well, let's welcome her to our show from the pages of Radio and Records. Here is
Myra Lopez.
Myra, how are you?
She just hung up.
Wow. Well, she's much too shy to go into broadcasting.
Maybe one of her languages.
That's like Rob. You know what that's like? That's like Rob walking into the bar and the woman says, yeah, tell them I'll be right out. And then Rob walks out and they don't come out.
You want to call her back?
Well, I mean, Rob, did she say, yeah, I'll come on with you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Maybe the phone slipped.
Yeah. We'll find out.
You know, I can't imagine turning down this opportunity.
No, well, I could. I mean, it's just you have to understand people are wary. Sure. And that's everybody, even radio people.
Right. So we'll see if she just happened to make a mistake.
Or if she doesn't pick up this time.
That would be an answer as well, Buzz.
Yes, it would.
So you were telling me there's no chance.
Oh, dear.
My friends are outside, and they're wondering if you'd like to move a sofa into the back of their van.
She's on her cell phone now.
You
calling.
Have reached the spring.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, like I said.
Well, that's a shame.
It's like sending Rob in to find us chicks.
He tried. But that's where does he get duped like that? Were you convinced she was going to come on when she said that to you?
Well, she said she would.
Did she sound
shaky?
She sounded like she was a little nervous about it?
Well, I mean, her mouth wasn't muffled or anything. She sounded fine.
Did we try the
What
guy?
Do you mean her mouth wasn't muffled?
She wasn't being held against her will.
Okay. All right.
Did we try the guy that's got a strong news delivery type board behind
yes.
scene ability?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Jeff, we tried him. We tried.
No, I'm saying we should try that
guy.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All
right. I don't believe we called that guy.
It's completely different.
We called the good pipes guy, right?
That's right.
And that was the guy that had an answering machine.
Hey, dog.
This is the guy that says tight boards, behind scene ability, technical, strong news delivery, dependable, organized.
Very good.
We'll see.
Okay, Robbie, Rob, pick it up. Hey, hi, dude. What's happening?
Hang on.
Rob, pick up. Come on, here you go.
Hi, this is Rob with the Don and Mike Radio Show. You have an ad in R&R? Yeah, and we'd like to put you on our radio, talk to you, spotlight you, and try and get you a job. Do you have a moment to come on the air with us? Okay, hang on. Your voice is
there you go.
Nice. No hesitation.
Nice. You know why? Because it
sounded like maybe a veteran.
There you go. Here we go. Let's now welcome to the show from the pages of Radio and Records, position sought number 2. Let's welcome Jeff. Hi there, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
How's it going?
Hey, dude, what's happening? Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. We didn't call to bust your balls in any way.
Awesome.
It is a tough time in radio.
Jeff, we used to do this, and we would occasionally find the radio stations that had ads in there and match them up with the guys that were looking for jobs. Now, as you probably can attest, there aren't that many ads in R&R anymore for radio stations looking for help. So we're basically just spotlighting you in case anybody's out there at some of our affiliates around the country and they're listening and they need
some. We're on 30 of some of the lowest powered radio stations in America. And perhaps someone would hear your message. Jeff, what part of the country are you located in, sir?
I'm in Texas.
Ah, Texas. And what are you looking for in radio, Jeff?
Oh, this is the news guy, Mike.
Specifically, you're looking for news?
Yes, yes. I love news, and I'm a news junkie all the way around.
That's good. Let me ask you how you would have handled the following story. You know the one about the big bus falling from the sky, the big rock from the sky? you know
the satellite?
Yes, yes.
Okay. How would you have handled that? I'm going to compare you to our newsman who may or may not be.
Say hi to our newsman, Buzz Burbank.
Our current newsman.
Yes, our current newsman.
How you doing, guy?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right.
Let me ask you something. Do you believe in titillating the audience, or do you just believe in telling them the truth? And do you ever make up the news?
No. Never make up the news.
You never make up the news?
No, and tell them straight.
Now, your charming Texas twang. Do you bring that to all of your newscasts?
I try not to.
How's that working?
Have you worked in the country format before?
No, sir, I have not. I'm working on the Southernisms, though.
You're working on the Southern. And you've worked in radio before?
No, sir, other than school.
Okay, so you're a rookie.
Wow,
you're
he's rookie. Absolutely wet behind
the ears.
I
didn't really want that to come out, but yes.
Well,
That's all right.
You're an honest man, and I think at this stage of the game, it's good to be honest.
Listen, well, now that we know he's a rookie and he has no experience, you mentioned his name in kidding, Mike, but I think that we should try to get this guy Mike Ramey's job.
Mike Ramey, the program director?
At KHDK, because I don't see why someone who's just starting out in the business.
Totally underqualified.
We could do at least as good a job. As the departed Mike Ramey.
Well,
did.
I believe you once said that even a trained zoo animal could do Mike Ramey's job.
And I'm betting that this guy would do it for less salary.
And actually, coming into a programming job
I can't believe you're using me to bust your PD's ball.
No, well, he's gone. He's already gone. He's been fired.
He's a guy that was just laid off, unfortunately, in Sacramento.
He was actually a pretty good guy.
Jeff, let's just keep this about you as much as we like to keep it about us. Do you want to stay in the state of Texas?
It's not a permanent. It's not a thing that I have to do. No,
we're on there. We're on in Houston, Texas, again on a low power station. We're on in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on a on an FM station. So maybe someone around there will hear you.
The region.
Well, I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so.
You know what? I hear just a little John. Am I the only one that hears a little John Stewart here?
just with it with the Texas accent. Are you planning to vote in the primary coming up, sir?
Oh my goodness, with my nose held tightly.
Oh really? You're not a fan of any of the candidates we have currently?
No, I'm not.
Huh. Yeah, well, why don't you explain? I'd like to hear that for one.
I don't know. It seems like the same old John McCain, all the old players back in. There's no new blood, and Obama is. I don't know. I find his speeches kind of hollow.
They ring hollow for
they're
you.
They're very uplifting.
Uh-huh.
You know, they make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, but content-wise, they're lacking, I feel like.
All right, now, see, this is good news in common.
Now, if I could, I'm going to give you a couple of quick scenarios, and you tell me the stories, okay, how you would deliver them.
All right.
Here's the first story. It's amazing. A bank is giving away free money today. Let's hear your delivery.
Okay. You're not going to believe this, people. There's actually a bank giving away free money.
Great.
Do not flock to the bank because you will not get yours.
Okay. Now, please announce that we've had some casualties in Iraq.
Okay. There's been some casualties in Iraq. Some American soldiers, and there are, unfortunately, roadside bombs were the cause of the fatality.
Now, one more, please. Now, if you would please describe the finish of this past Daytona 500. Who was it won by? Kurt Busch?
It was Newman.
Newman. Ryan Newman.
Yeah, Ryan Newman.
Ryan Newman.
Great finish.
Do you remember? Could you summarize the Daytona 500 for us, the end of it?
Oh, I could not.
I'm trying to get a sports thing. How about the Super Bowl? Did you watch Super Bowl?
No. I did not watch Super Bowl. Not a big sports guy.
Okay, you're not a big sports guy.
I'm into political news and, you know,
all right, could you
straight
tell,
out news.
Just for me, because I like to take a dialect and run with it,
yeah.
Could you possibly give us a joke or a line from either Jeff Foxworthy or Larry the Cable Guy?
Oh, no, not those guys.
How about could you just say, I'm thinking of your slug line, my name is Jeff, and bless your pea-picking heart. Okay, that'll be your slug line, all right? Because I'm trying to capitalize on the slight, and I mean slight, Jeff, Texas accent. Give that a try for me, okay?
My name is Jeff, and bless your heart.
You have to say pea-picking heart.
Your pea-picking heart.
Nice. Right.
Here's another one. I'm Jeff with the news. Enjoy your sweet tea.
I'm Jeff with the news. Enjoy your sweet tea.
That works. There's a commercial voice in there, too.
I think, now let's, what if we gave you a name like, I'm Jimmy Hoffa with the news on Froggy 99.
I'm Jimmy Hoffa with the news on Froggy 99.
How old are you, Jeff?
35.
Uh-huh. 35, making a career change?
Yes, I am.
And what have you done before this?
I was a technician.
Okay.
Oil field.
Oh, you were a roughneck.
Not exactly. No, I was a technician, electronic technician. I worked on generators.
Oh, really? You got tired of the oil business?
Well, actually, I'm disabled. I have muscular dystrophy, and I got out of the business and decided to do something a little easier on the body.
Well, yeah. You have to utilize that, too, because that'll help a station's bottom line.
Yeah, I'm afraid that unless you market yourself as... are you in a wheelchair all the time?
No, I'm not in a wheelchair.
Ah, but you got to start faking it, though. You got to start faking it, because
fake being in the wheelchair.
And you might want to change your name, like, to Wayne or Randy. Randy Wheelchair, Wayne Wheelie.
Uh-huh. You know, you roll into a program director's office, you got to use everything you can get, Jeff. And you obviously can deliver the news.
I've got his DJ name.
What's his DJ name?
Andy. Andy Capped.
That might
Andy
work.
Capp.
For Andy Capped.
Andy Capped.
That might work too. We're not sure. Have you had any job interviews yet?
Yes, I have.
And how have those gone?
Very well. I have had a job offer.
Good.
And he got great parking.
All right, Andy got great parking. Yes, sir. Well, hopefully we.
It's you got to know about this job offer, guys. You got to know about this. I got to tell you about
okay.
this.
All right. What about
okay,
it?
Okay, it's in East Texas, and I take the job offer and I search the internet for doing my homework, finding out how much it's going to cost me to live there and everything.
Right.
Well, I get down there and I find out the oil and gas guys are running everywhere. Okay, and there's just a ton of money in the area, and as you know, radio guys really don't make oil and gas guys money, or at least rookies.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Like myself.
like myself.
So you're saying that that because there's so much money brought in there by the oil industry.
Is my accent really that bad?
It's a heavy Texas accent.
You're in California, right?
What not?
No, we're in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Right. It's a heavy Texas accent, but that's all right. So you're saying the cost
it's a whole other country.
The cost of living is what did it for you? Is that what it was?
Oh, well, it's just outrageous.
It'd be right.
Cost of living there because of the oil and gas industry around.
I tell you what we're going to do. We'll put your information up on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. We'll put it somewhere on the front page. And if anybody from any of our low-powered stations that carries our show would be interested in hiring you, and I bet that guy in Iowa City will call this guy.
And what he's saying, and this is for people that are around the country, if you're not in an area that has an inflated cost of living,
right.
And you can bring this guy in, he wants to be able to live well. Like a lot of people looking for other jobs, that's the way it works.
So I would think, how would you feel now? You're starting out in radio. You may get $12 an hour. Would that be all right?
I would feel okay, also depending on the cost of living in the area.
Right, to start.
Yeah. With your condition, you are mobile, you can get around, and you can move from place to place?
I can get around great.
So okay. I'm telling you right now, I see a future for you, and I see a future where your logo is like the handicap logo, the thing that you hang from your windshield.
Absolutely.
I'll steer away from
your that. Website is done. Your website is done in that blue thing, and it's Wally wheelchair with the news.
Well, see, here's the deal, Jeff. You got to maximize everything you got going for you, and you got to take your disability as an asset. I mean, that really does it, because radio people can be manipulated. You have to understand that.
Right.
And that's what we urge you to do that.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I know it might be new to you. You're new to the business, but trust me, they're easily manipulated people.
And whatever you do, once you get into this, do not ever let them see you walk.
Right.
They must think at all times that your legs simply don't work. Plus, imagine that. You'd be pushed everywhere. You'd be pushed from your car.
Mm-hmm.
You get home, you walk.
You walk around, and maybe you have to go out of town to go to a strip joint, but that's, that's okay, too.
Play some golf.
Oh,
I'm telling you, I think you play it the right way. When wheels, you can get laid. Everything still works down there, right, for you?
Exactly.
Well, listen. All right,
and you're a single guy?
No.
Oh, you're married?
No, I'm married. I have two kids.
Oh, okay. Well, then it doesn't matter. I mean, as far as that. All right.
Well, I'm still, maybe you'll still get laid. I don't know.
Maybe you'll still get laid.
But either way, we really would like to help you. You seem like a nice guy.
You're obviously a good sport, and you took our phone call. Takes a lot of guts.
Did anybody else in the radio business contact you after you put that ad in the trade magazine?
Yes.
Good.
All right, so that worked for you.
Yes.
But you had the most fun with this phone call, right?
Exactly.
All right, Doodle, if there is a radio, and I bet our station in Iowa City, KCJJ, probably calls you.
I like, and really, I'm going to tell you two things honestly, Jeff. Number one, you do have to know, because have you been in Texas all your life?
Yes.
You do have a heavy Texas accent. But
really?
You can probably use that to your advantage,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Because it's not, I don't find it unpleasant to listen to.
The wheelchair redneck.
Yes, that could work too. That could work too.
Look for a hook.
Sounds like a new Jeff Foxworthy character.
Yeah, but
see,
listen,
nothing wrong with that.
You're gonna have to, Are you smarter than a guy in a wheelchair?
There you go.
What I mean,
absolutely.
You got to play the hand that Lord gave you.
And
Not a chance.
You can now. Is it just news, or could you do the DJ thing as well?
I do a lot of news commercials.
News and commercials.
I tell you what, dude.
Production skills are excellent.
If you've got a bit of showman and you've got any kind of stage presence, you get to one of these stations, and one day you're out doing an appearance, and all of a sudden you go, I feel so good with the people here in Iowa City that I'm going to try to walk.
Right.
And I'm telling you, the next thing you know, you're on the local news.
Hero.
Hero. Man, you got a major league gig because radio made you walk.
And he might be able to just do the the commercials, too, if he's got good production skills. Could you say this for me, please? These are the best biscuits you've ever tasted.
These are the best biscuits you've ever tasted.
Listen to that southern accent. That's natural.
Works. How about this one?
I'm Wheelchair Wayne from Bass Pro Shop.
I'm Wheelchair Wayne from Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, it's a natural.
I got another DJ name for him. Ew. He might like it better. Larry the Disabled Guy.
Oh, I mean, carry on. Oh, very good, Rob. Very, very clever.
Thank you, Professor Spiewak.
That's Rob Spiewak.
Listen, our professor will get your information, and we'd love to check up with you over the coming weeks. See how it works.
You're a good
guy,
Jeff. You're a good sport to come on with us.
We
appreciate it.
We'd really like to help you. Hold
on.
Right
on, guys. I appreciate it.
You got
it. No problem at all.
All right.
Hold on a minute. And following up on a radio conversation we had yesterday about this time, mm-hmm. we were talking about our old producer, Frank Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, Robbie was in contact with him. Mm-hmm. Frank is going to listen to the first hour of the show that we did yesterday.
Very good.
He's going to critique it.
Good.
He'll be coming on the air Monday to offer us his critique. And, as he said to Rob, his side of the story as to why he didn't come to work with us when we left the morning zoo.
Oh, okay. We always enjoy that.
Sure.
We'll save that for the second half.
Yeah.
We'll let him do the critique first. That'll be the funny part.
Yeah.
And then we'll get his side of the story, and then, of course, it'll become ugly.
And then
always does.
Like it always does.
I love that about you. I'm not being queer, but I love that about you. That you know that even if it goes good,
sure,
there's something inside us we'll make it go bad.
Well, he's disagreeing with us. There's no way it can't go ugly.
Even though we've asked him. See, that's the thing. We've asked him to critique.
Right.
And if he dares to actually critique.
Yeah, how dare him.
Yes, we will attack him.
It'll go bad.
Yes, of course. And to say there's his side of the story.
Please,
there's only one side of that story.
It's our side.
That's it.
God damn.
That's it.
I'll be damned.
Come on, Frank.
We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.